Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First down, Prescott back, good block from Steele, over the middle, pass is intercepted at the 35-yard line as Jalen Brooks fell down. And running around, it's Paulson Adebo, and he's running to the right now, to the 45, to the 40. Adebo right to the 30, got Prescott turned around, and Prescott and Zeke Elliott tackle him.
And that's when I knew it was over. I know it's going to sound naive. Many of you with the crystal ball are going to say, much earlier than that, you're just hanging on to hope. After CeeDee Lamb scored his touchdown, I was like, all right, we got a shootout. I think Kevin Burkhardt said that on television. That was the radio call on your home of the Cowboys, Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Thanks to the 6 a.m. Club representing strong on YouTube, Twitch, and the fan cam. But this is Jalen Brooks stumbling and being at fault for the interception that Dak Prescott threw. It was 28-13 at this point. If you can score a touchdown, you're fine. If you can get points via field goal, okay, you're still within striking distance.
And you get the ball.
And you get the ball. The interception before the half, a 45-yard return. Derek Carr sneaks it in, 35-13, game over. But I still had hope that this was going to be a shootout, back and forth. Carr will cool down. He'll make a mistake. Micah Parsons will show up. They'll get a third down stop. They'll get some type of stop. Mike Zimmer adjustments at halftime to try to stop Kamara, but I still had hope up until that interception. That was the final nail and over for me.
That was it. That was it, because that was, you had, like you said, you say you score there, it's 28-20, 28-16, and then you get the ball, and they do get a field goal, so it could be at best 28-23, and you've got a dogfight, because the Saints aren't going to sit there and run, maybe not run the same kind of offense they did on that first drive. That first drive...
The first drive out of the half.
That to me was far more embarrassing than any of the drives in the first half, because you had a chance to go in and reset. Okay, you were back to the drawing board. Hey guys, you know, you got 16 minutes at halftime. You knew what they were going to do. They were up big. They were up by 20, and you still couldn't stop it. Right? I mean, it is now maybe at 35-13 with 11 minutes to go in the third quarter is too early to start taking the air out of the ball, but they did. And that was like an 8-minute drive. And to me, that is the biggest star down of the entire day, is that one drive. That one drive has, I mean, you could sit there and you can do an entire coaching lesson on that one drive. Tackles getting blown off the ball, not being able to set the edge, not being able to stop anybody. If they wanted to pass, they could. I mean, they had everything going on that one drive, and it took forever. Took forever. It was an 8-minute drive and
they
scored it.
And that is when they finally, I think this is the drive, they finally got a third down stop, Jordan Lewis penalty.
Yeah.
3rd and 9. Oh my gosh. Way too many times recently I've been watching Cowboy games and I'm like, man, I'd be so thankful for one stop. Again, the word literally. One. Just one stop. I tweeted, give a standing ovation if they get one stop. And we're talking about this into the second half, midway through the third quarter. Can you just get one, like one, for any type of glimmer of hope? And then Kamara scored his fourth touchdown as the Saints just continued to pour it on.
That fourth touchdown, that was when you could tell the defense is like, we're not making a play today. Like, I mean, he ran right into traffic like three different times and nobody brought him down. It's like, tackle the guy. Like I understand he's really difficult to bring down. He's a bowling ball. When he's in that much traffic, knock him over. Just make a play. And they weren't doing that. Like, I mean, linebackers were late to the ball all day. The defensive tackles were bad. I watched back some of the game, just the TV copy last night, and Linval Joseph was awful. He was just putrid in this game. And the defensive tackle play was not very good, which is going to affect the linebackers, but the linebackers were late. And Damone Clark was not very good. Eric Kendricks was not very good in this game.
Let's get a star up, star down, brought to you by Crown Royal, the official whiskey of the National Football League. And you said something last night, and then in the commercial break, explain the snap disparity between Damone Clark and Overshown, 41 to 18?
Yeah, I'd love to explain it. I don't understand it. Yeah, Damone Clark played 41 snaps. Maris Leifau played 39 snaps. DeMarvian Overshown played 18. So DeMarvian Overshown was essentially out of the guys, you exclude the guys you bring in and blow out time like Nick Vigil and Israel Mokwamu. Overshown pretty much played the fewest snaps of any rotational defensive player.
Try
yesterday.
And explain it.
The only
what
thing
matchup wise would make Zimmer be like, all right, Overshown out here against these guys would not work.
You wouldn't want him out there with Kamara there. He's too fast. You wouldn't want him out there.
He's your lightest linebacker. So I don't know. They're worried about him being able to against a guy like Kamara and against a physical game. They're worried about him coming off blocks. That's the only thing I can think. But even still, I think that's silly.
Like, your chance his knee was like just tight,
maybe. I don't think so though. Like, because I asked around from people last night, like, is he hurt? Is he banged up? And everything I heard was like, nope, no, he's good. So to me, it was more about, it seemed like it was just a matchup thing. Because it was, and I guess it's just they felt like he is like we've talked about. He's a thinner linebacker. He's not as stout as Leifau. He's not as stout as Clark or Kendricks. And so the only thing I could think is this is going to be a power run game, and we don't want him getting, you know, moved in there because he's a little lighter.
Who else is on your star down list?
Everybody. So I had put it in my email last night. This is a game where you could honestly put 30 players with star downs. So instead, I pulled up the roster while I was sitting up there at AT&T Stadium doing my email, and I just looked, and from player number one, literally wearing jersey one, all the way down to 99. I just went down. I was like, let me pick out the ones who are the absolute worst as I just go down the list. So very top of the list, number four, Dak Prescott. And I know, like Brian said in the post game, that he thought,
here we go,
Dak kept them in a lot of this game. I thought Dak was really timid early, and then it was reckless late. And to me, there was never the right balance. He didn't strike the right balance with a lot of the stuff that he was doing at the line of scrimmage. But I will say, did you notice what Brady said during the game? I think it was like during the second quarter, where he essentially said what we were talking about at the end of last week. He's like, this is not Mike McCarthy's offense anymore. Like, this is Dak runs the offense.
Yeah,
so that's
and
improvement.
That's the offense was not good enough or consistent enough. And so if Dak is running the offense, that falls on Dak.
I don't, there was, it felt like there was a lot of Scott Linehan yesterday. I mean, I can't tell you the amount of passes that were thrown to stationary guys coming back towards the line of scrimmage.
Very different. I don't know what they were trying. I don't know if it's just they were.
You see that too? It just seemed like they were all coming back towards the line
of
scrimmage.
I don't know what they were doing with the offense yesterday. There was stuff in there that we don't see consistently there. They were running Zeke outside. They were running Deuce Vaughn inside. They were throwing like these quick like smoke routes to Kevontae Turpin to try. I don't know if it's just they felt like this team's too physical. We can't win between the tackles, so we got to get guys in space. But man, there was a lot of just quick throw. All right, let's try and put it out here on an island and see if they can make a play. They almost called this game early on, like scared of the physicality.
Look, I thought that Dak was better yesterday than he was against the Browns. And I think he was better yesterday than he was against the Packers in the playoff loss.
Sure.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a reason that we all just said we felt like before Jalen Brooks caused the interception, the Cowboys kind of still had a chance because the offense was scoring. Now, the big problem, and I feel like deja vu talking about this last year, red zone finishing, right? All the Brandon Aubrey field goals. You did not have Jake Ferguson out there. That speaks to a weapons issue, wide receiver, depth, Dak not making guys better, but... I'm not ready at this point. It's 6:29 in the morning to get into the Dak Prescott fight with those who just want to continue to blame him at the same level as Mike Zimmer and the defense, because I'm not going to accept that. Again, not great. I like what you said about reckless late, but they scored on their first, what, five drives? They scored on their
six.
Four out of their first five drives? Something like that?
Oh, Dallas did. Yeah.
Dallas. Yeah. So the offense was matching. And then the Jalen Brooks interception, I thought, ended it all.
I guess I look at it like this. You got field goals your first two drives because you couldn't execute when things got tight. That's a problem to me. And then on the touchdown, that's CD made a play.
Yeah.
And so to me, it felt like that's one touchdown, and it felt like kind of a fluky CD going all world against two defenders kind of thing. So to me, it's like didn't do enough.
Yeah, but what was Dak doing bad up until that? Like the Zeke underthrow... This one almost drove me crazy on social media. I stayed away from replying, but he got hit. He had pressure. That's why the throw to Zeke came up short in the right flat. Like, oh, and I think Brady was even a little bit unfair. Like, you just got to make that throw.
I'll be really interested to see when Seth Walder gives us the motion numbers this week, because I think that was another problem. Dallas was way too static this week. They were too willing to just, all right, let's line it up and go. They didn't do a lot of motion at all.
Dak Prescott, were you surprised with how the Saints picked apart y'all's defense?
Yeah, it's surprising, but it's the NFL. I'm thinking it'd be nice to be doing that on our side of the ball more than I'm worried or critiquing our defense. Obviously, that's a good team. I mean, Alvin Kamara's look damn good. You know, Derek Carr put the ball where he needed to. That offense is rolling right now. I mean, we're two games in, but I'm not naive to their stats of, you know, or whatever it was, the nine straight, and then they walked into this game and continued on that. So, I mean, credit to the play caller over there, to that team of coming out, being ready on a noon start, and, it made it tough on our defense, which made it tough on the whole team. So I'm trying to get there where our offense.
Cam just said it on Twitch. The Saints finished their drives. Dallas did not. Sean, wish I'd watched the same game you saw. Their offense was fine early on. It just was. I know you want them to score an end result in every single touchdown, but it was a back-and-forth game early on in this one. It was 21-13.
They were putting points on the board.
They were down eight. They weren't finishing with touchdowns. It was 21-13. And then they were on the way to try to score before the half, and the interception ended the football game. I'm not going to sit here and praise Dak in the second half, but this was not as bad as the Packer game when it felt like he was choking.
The Packer game was worse.
I remember saying that. I remember watching throws, thinking like he's shriveling. He's crumbling. I didn't feel that yesterday.
Still below AT&T standards. So when they're at home, this was the lowest scoring game they've had at home in over 2 years. So it was still very underwhelming.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of that, though, is like, you know, the Saints did control. I mean, the clock was controlled by the Saints for a large part of this game. Like, you know, they basically lost the entire third quarter on one drive.
Yeah, in the third quarter. But I mean, before that, there was a 9 second drive in there. There was a 2 minute drive in there. They were scoring quick early.
There's no doubt about that. Look, I don't want to give this guy a ton of a star down, but because he did have the most pressures on the team. But there's no way Micah could look at this game and thought that he had a good game. I mean, he did not even show up in the stat sheet at all, hardly. He had, 3 tackles, which, again, Carr only had 16 dropbacks. So it's not like you're going to get a ton of pressures there. But when they did, except for the Shaheed touchdown, blatant hold on Micah. Blatant hold that they missed. But other than that, I don't even think I heard his name.
I saw some leadership. He was in a lot of those sideline huddles. And afterwards, he was defending Mike Zimmer like it was Uncle Dan Quinn. To me, quote, it had nothing to do with the scheme. I thought Zimmer called a pretty good game. At the end of the day, I just believe we got outplayed. Whoever played on that field, everyone didn't play to 100%. That's just me being accountable and saying the truth. We all got to play better.
Per Next Gen, his get-off time of, 0.99 seconds was the fifth slowest of his career. Whatever the hell that means.
Yeah.
That's the snap of the ball. So basically, if it's
like a pop time, catch a pop time.
Yeah, I would have to look at. I would assume that means he is about a second. He's not moving until about a second after the ball's been snapped.
Let's take some calls
in this game. Yeah. Fifth slowest of his career.
Let's take some calls. Let you unleash. I can see it boiling on social media, fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Let's just go ahead and do it. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053 for your Star Up, Star Down, brought to you by Crown Royal, the official whiskey of the NFL, next on Sean and RJ.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.